Hey there, this is Adam Shake with Simple Earth Media bringing you today's green news. Over at greenlivingideas.com, they have an article called Urban Lawns Contribute to Climate Change. There's a new movement to green urban spaces. From seed bombs to guerrilla gardening, vigilantes are taking the green movement to a new level, changing the concrete jungle landscape. In fact, studies have proven that inner-city children that grow up in green neighborhoods are healthier. But do green lawns really benefit our health and planet? Great article over at greenlivingideas.com. Over at twilightearth.com, their lead headline is greeningofoil.com, Big Oil's Ultimate Greenwash. There's a new online magazine in town, and it's called Greening of Oil. No, it's not an algae biofuel site. It's actually being brought to you by the petroleum industry. And what could possibly be considered the ultimate in greenwashing? Anchorage-based Petroleum Newspapers of Alaska is pulling out all the stops to convince an uninformed public that extraction, that's oil extraction, is environmental. That's over at twilightearth.com. Over at blueLivingIdeas.com, their lead headline says, The Rising Sea, 7-foot ocean rise by 2100. Sea levels are rising, though there is little argument on how much has happened and how much will come over the next century. There is a general consensus that we'll need to learn how to adapt to a changing coastline. That's over at blueLivingIdeas.com. Over at EcoChildsPlay.com, their lead headline reads, ABC dubs breastfeeding toddlers, quote, extreme, unquote. If you're a mom that's breastfed your child past the standard norm in the United States, then you are a, quote, extreme breastfeeder. Get those boobies ready for the X Games. Seriously, though, when most of the world breastfeeds their children way beyond infancy, why would the mainstream media call it extreme in the United States? That's over at EcoChildsPlay.com. Over at Green Talk Radio, there is an excellent podcast called Sourcing Sustainable Consumer Office Products with Buy Green. Green Talk Radio host Sean Daly talks about buying products that are better for you and better for the planet with Doug Farquhar, founder and CEO of Buy Green. Doug helped to create the site in response to his own search for earth-friendly products. The goal of Buy Green is to provide the best possible buying experience by offering a wide range of products, the tools needed to understand why a product qualifies as green, and superior customer service. Great interview, great podcast, greentalkradio.com. And to wrap up our roundup, over at naturalpapa.com is a really neat article called Why Dads Need to Dig in the Dirt. Dads need to dig in the dirt to plant trees, to find worms, and to grow low-hanging fruit for their kids. Here's why. There's a really nice dad in my neighborhood, a dad who has the time of day for his kids. He speaks gently, and it's obvious how much he loves and respects them. I'm just sure he's trying to give them every advantage, which is why I was sad when I watched him in the garden with his young son one day last fall. That's over at naturalpapa.com. My name is Adam Shake. I'm with Simple Earth Media, and that's your green news for today.